I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
There we go.
I think we are live. Want to go to the comments so we could... All right. Testing, testing. I think we're live.
I hope so. Hopefully we are.
Hello, everybody.
Let us know if you can't hear us.
Or if you can hear us.
Or if you can. I don't know.
That would help. Test, test, test. Let us know if you can hear us in the chat. We'll have people rolling in. But Rich, you got your coffee out. Tea? Coffee? Tea.
Tea this time.
Nice.
I've had enough coffee today.
Ooh. Cuban says, hello, Cuban. All right, we're live.
Thanks, Cuban.
We're live. And wow, we have some updates. It is October 2024's recap. And if the people can't tell, we use this time to say, what did we read last month? What were we planning to do? What's going on in our lives? How are we doing? And I have to, if you notice, I haven't shaved in a while. I have our tank top on tutorramble.com for merch.
Yeah, and we're, look at all the merch stuff. We're just whoring ourselves out there.
Reason being, I have to be very masculine.
You do.
For the next month. Because for those who were here last month.
There was a little bet.
There was a small, tiny bet last month.
If it helps, I'm gonna show you the books that I've read this month.
Now, this
I
month
got stacked.
Go ahead. All right. What was the first one that you read? Do you want to go in order, or just bring them all? All right. Here. That's everything Rich read and / reread this month.
Ugh.
All right. All right.
There we go.
So
okay.
Do you want to list that off?
So I read 4 Stormlight books, so Way of Kings, Words of Radiance, Oathbringer, Rhythm of War. Then I went into the Secret Project books. I read Tress, Wizard's Guidebook,
Frugal Wizard, yeah.
And then Yumi the Nightmare Painter. I also read Dawn Shard this morning. And then also because we have a book club book on it, I read The Children of Time. So that was my month. I gotta say, it did come down to the wire.
It did.
A lot of audiobooks. But I have completed our bet. All amendments clarified with... We made different clarifications where because I did graphic audio and it's technically shorter, I added books to the bet that equal the amount of time. Mm. So...
It was very fair. And not
very
only,
fair.
Not only fair, I'm gonna say 2 things. First... I'm proud you got this done. This is crazy. I didn't think you could do it. You did it. Second, how bad does it feel that, you know, you see those people online, the book talkers, that go, they read 35, 40 books this month. Do you believe them after the month you had of reading 9 books? Mind you, 4 of them were Stormlight, so those might count as 2 each.
I mean, basically, I had to be not the best employee. Like, I did my work. But I could have done better.
Yeah.
I know I could have done better. There was projects that could have taken... I could have gotten it done.
Your employer doesn't know
didn't.
About this live, do they?
I don't think so.
Good.
It's fine.
They won't find out.
I accomplished things. I just could have done more. But yeah.
But for people just joining in, I'm growing out the beard and have the tank top on because I will be dressing up as Syl in Dragonsteel. That was the bet for those who don't know. And Shelly says, you were working well. So yes, that was the bet. I now have to dress up as Syl at Dragonsteel. And it's a 4-day event.
Yes.
So 3 days I'll be normal. 1 will be very ridiculous and funny.
Specific, you had on there that you would wear a Syl costume on the panel.
Yep.
So during one of our panels, you're going to be dressed up.
Oh, it'll be a panel. No, not just on the panel. It'll be that day and the panel.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to do it for the panel.
No, that's what it was, actually. It was just the panel. Wait, is that the bet?
I don't know.
I think
that's fine.
I will wear
it. Do you really want to go through the effort of scrubbing off blue paint after the panel?
I will be there the day and panel, I think.
Fair enough.
I think that was the bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We made clarification. If I failed to do this, I would have dressed up as Shallan, red wig and all. But so that's why I was really pushing it.
You pushed, yes. So this was your reading month. Do you mind? I mean, you reread Stormlight Archive, and you also read all the rest of the Secret Projects, Dawn Shard 2 and Stormlight Archive, and Children of the Time. Did you have any changes to your thoughts on Stormlight, or do you have a favorite read of the month?
Oh, well, actually, I did rethink a lot of my thoughts on Stormlight.
Yeah.
I liked Way of Kings a lot more. Mm. I loved the Way of Kings. In all honesty, maybe tied for me of my favorite Stormlight book. It's either that, it's a hard decision for me between the Way of Kings and Oathbringer. I love Way of Kings now, even more so. Everything else, I actually appreciate Rhythm of War a lot more than I thought I would.
Mm.
I like Venli's chapters, which, fair
That's
enough.
Surprising.
Okay. Fair enough. I didn't know I would like it, but there we go. But yeah, best read of the month was Children of Time.
Oh, yeah. We have our book club on it after this live. Yeah. But yeah, what would you rate it out of 5 stars?
I got my leg tangled.
It's okay.
Shoot. There we go. I gave it a 4.5. I thought it was spectacular.
That's an awesome score. Okay, sweet. Yeah. And do you have the worst read? What was the worst Sanderson book you had of the month, if you had to pick one on the bottom?
That's interesting.
They were all good?
I mean, okay, worst Sanderson book, I liked them all, but I guess The Wizards. Frugal Wizard's Handbook was fine. It honestly was. It reminded me a lot of Another Kingdom. Very similar.
I didn't like Another Kingdom
in concept, but I didn't dislike it.
Okay.
It was just fine. I really enjoyed Tress and Yumi though.
Nice.
A lot more of that. So for me, they're about equally tied. But I think you would particularly like Yumi because the plot structure, and Sanderson even talks about it. It was very inspired by
Your Name. Yeah.
And I saw it, thought it was a really cool love story.
Sweet.
Tress was also really fun. He dipped into that Terry Pratchett energy, which was fun.
And we have people saying in the chat that they also love Children of Time, 4-star from Rugger, and Matthew saying, yes, Children of Time.
I'm going to put this down here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is in the way.
My reads for the month was a much shorter list. You know, last month, last month it was a bit of flipped. You know, I had read a lot of books. You didn't read a lot, and maybe going to this month, you had to come back full throttle.
Oh yeah,
you had to claim your stage name here. And I read Last Argument of Kings, Joe Abercrombie, and Children of Time as well for the book club. Definitely the best of those was Children of Time. I loved Children of Time. We'll have a review finishing First Lost soon. My hot take is a bit disappointed by it. And don't worry, all of our patrons have already chewed me out for that. But we recorded the video already, and that'll be up at some point. Haley's asking you, in the meantime, did you like Sunlit Man 2? What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, wrong. There we go.
There it is.
Yeah. I did like Sunlit Man. I've already read that book, and it would have gone over the timeline, but I enjoyed it. I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more if I read Dawn Shard. That seemed like a necessary read, but...
Before reading,
I should have read Dawn Shard before Sunlit Man, but I did enjoy it. It was really fun.
Got it.
Also, Ralph here saying, Rich, what should I read before Rhythm of War after I finish Oathbringer, Hyperion, or Lonesome Dove?
Ooh.
Oof.
Those are your two favorites.
Those are my two favorites.
That's very tough.
I would say read Hyperion. The reason is, you read Lonesome Dove, and then you got to go back to Rhythm of War, and I think the prose change is just going to be too jarring. If you read, like, the dialogue and prose from Lonesome Dove, and then you go back to Sanderson, and I think it's just too jarring of a change. Got to work your way in there.
How was it going from Sanderson to Children of Time?
Jarring.
Jarring?
That's the thing. It was, like, right into it.
just very, very different styles.
Yeah.
What was that, new comments we have down there?
Oh, we do? We got new comments. Children Time's been in my TBR for a long time now. Glad to hear it was good reviews on it. It'll be my next book read for sure. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Also, I actually have book news
that I saw at the store,
and I am so damn excited.
Yes.
That it came out.
You called me immediately. Or no, we were already on the phone when you got
A sequel book to the Flavia Deluce series, which one of my favorite mystery novels and mystery novel series, came out with a sequel. It's been years since, like, he just kind of stopped. He's like, hey, I think I'm done. Maybe it'll return, but he didn't really have any other stories to tell for this character. And years later, we get another book. So I just happened to see it in Barnes & Noble yesterday, and I was so excited. So, huzzah. This is one of the next books I'm reading.
So that looks pretty neat.
It is a neat book.
Oh, neat. Huh. I was going to ask you next, but you had a huge... Oh, that's not, that's nothing compared to your reading month right now. But
yeah,
you read a ton of books this month. Next month, are you going to slow down?
Yes. Yes, I will.
How significantly? What are your planned reads for next month?
Well, planned reads is at least this book called What Time the Sexton Spade Doth Rust.
Yep.
I'll also be reading whatever book club book has chosen. And I've done all my...
Mistborn 3, if you want, because...
I will be reading Mistborn 3.
Yep.
And I guess I got room for one more at the bare minimum in there, so I don't know what else I'll read.
How about...
I keep trying to read Cormac McCarthy, and this bet kind of threw me off, so probably a Cormac McCarthy.
Also, Andrew Givler's Ironbound.
Never mind. I'm reading that, apparently. Yep. Oh, I guess I'm not. Slowing down next
time. Want to make another?
No.
It was very close, which is nice. You said you had 3 hours to spare today. For people just tuning in, if you're a bit late, Rich just put down his massive pile of books he read this month. Back to that question of people that do read 35, 40 books a month, how do they do it?
Because it seems
audiobooks.
And their jobs require more manual labor than mental.
Do you think, with your experience of reading, it was 9 books, but thick. So let's say it's times the Stormlight 4, like make those count as 2 books.
Mm-hmm.
You had about, let's say 14, give it a little bit, like 14-ish books to finish in this month. Some people do double that. Do you feel like all of your free time was reading?
Most of it, yes. Yeah.
All of, even when you were doing things, it was reading. So I'm just trying to see how to...
I mean, for the most part, I was reading some of the books at like 2x speed, others at 1.7. If you read everything at 2x speed, it goes a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
So people are listening at 2x, 2.5 probably, and...
Shorter books. I think you could definitely do it.
Well, what is everybody's reading speed here for audiobooks? And has anybody ever read... What has been everybody's largest amount of books they've read in a month? Has it been 10, 15, 20? Has anybody gotten those numbers that high? Especially, I mean, fantasy. Everybody here is probably fantasy sci-fi, so they're thicker books in general. But you had some couple comments you wanted to point out up there?
Let's see. Can't wait for Richard to read Kingdoms of Death. Definitely a very happy Sun Eater book, and nothing ever bad happened. Yeah, I have decided, because Austin will be continuing on with Sun Eater, I am holding off until he catches up. Because I want to read the next books together, of which I will most likely reread, at the very least, book 3. I may reread book 2.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But book 3 is one of my favorite books, so I'll reread it.
And then we have some people saying here that the largest has been 1x for one for them here. Jessica says read 20 at one point. Henry says read 5 for the most in 1 month. We have C said 15. So we've got numbers 15 to 27 for Dino, and people are saying they read at 1x normally, but Mario's saying goes up to 1.5x while doing an audiobook and physical combo, 1.5x, 1.5. So seeing a lot of 1.5s from people.
I mean, I started off reading, like, just going up to 1.2 speed and thought that was really fast.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, man, I couldn't do faster than that. And then I just started... I started there.
Get used to it.
30 minutes to an hour later, listening at that speed, plus up 0.5 or 0.05.
Mm.
And I just kept doing that until I got to 1.7, 1.8, and flew by. And I thought it was comprehensible, so.
Yeah. Scott saying 1-0, you know, need read for pleasure, not a race, except this month was a race, so that was the only exception.
It was, yes.
And then with Mario says read about 2 per month, great. Those are good numbers, too. And I think up here, I missed a comment that said this. There was something up here. Here's one as well. If immersion reading can go 2x, and we have C's also saying 1x is so slow. Yeah, 1x can be, I think you get all the narrator's tone and cadence, and you don't miss a beat there. But sometimes when you go up to, like you said, 1.7 now, you just can't go back to 1x. Is it?
No, I can't.
It's hard. Once you break that barrier, it's hard to go backwards.
I think now the slowest I go is 1.5, and that's for Dungeon Crawler Carl type. And I love his narration, so I try and keep it as close to original as possible.
Yeah.
So that's about as slow as I can go now with it, or else I get distracted. Which also, I found best way to focus on an audiobook. So this way, if you just want to use an audiobook and you don't actually have to do something, but you want to focus for a long period of time.
Yeah.
I was playing the mobile app Flow, where you connect the lines to get the colored lines, dots together, puzzle game. And because it operates a different spot of my brain, I could sit there and listen to the book for hours focused on that, and I wouldn't get distracted.
Damn.
So that's what I enjoyed that. If I really needed to barrel through an audiobook, that was the app that kept my focus.
Something mindless.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess visual puzzles is a different area of the brain.
Matthias is asking, I can't read the name from here, but is asking, Richard looks like the friendliest guy ever. You look friendly today.
I do look friendly.
You do look friendly. You just got to get to know him to break through that barrier. And then we have a weird question from O says, have you guys ever looked into book nooks for your shelves?
Yeah, my friends got me a book nook. Where is it?
Right behind you, right there. Yep.
Let me grab it.
Yes. That was one of them. It's a neat little Hobbitson book nook.
It's a little Hobbit nook.
Can people see it on the camera? I think it's just off camera. We should probably put it in camera. In shot. Yeah. I mean, when you look at the wide shot, I don't think they barely see the edge of it.
I doubt they see it.
Yeah, we should probably reposition or you should. Yeah.
It's my Lord of the Rings shelf.
Yes, yes.
Come on, just fit on there.
O says, cool. And then RM says, rereading or reading for the first time would affect listening speed. Yeah, true. Rereading them probably made it easier as well. And Vera says, you do see it up there, so that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, you see the edge of it.
Okay, very cool. But Rich, so we went over what we did read and what you're going to read next month. Another quick update to do for channel updates. Anything happened last month or anything coming up that's important for the channel?
Is there anything?
Dragonsteel.
I mean, Dragonsteel, other than new, that's the thing.
I think last month we had our Name of the Wind review. So that was pretty recent. That was a big one. And it looked like a lot of people either loved it or hated it. I didn't find a lot of people that just thought, oh, is it fine read?
Yeah.
It was either ardently supporting or hating in the comments. And I think it was a good good mix of both of those opinions.
I saw mostly positive or people that in the comments, most people commented saying they agreed with us.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. The thumbnail said hating Name of the Wind. It's that's going to garner the people oh my God, I can't believe I'm not the only one type. Yeah. So I get it. I get where comments come from. But
yes.
Yeah, it was. Oh. Ooh, there Vera talked about our collab with Vera sometime next month.
No, she said isn't. Our collab isn't coming.
Oh.
She would never collab with us.
Oh, yep. Yeah, she isn't.
She's actually making fun of us.
Yeah.
She's against
us. She's too cool for us, apparently.
And Brandon's asking here, he's asking, have y'all ever read Preacher? That's one that I couldn't put down. Until 2 a.m. No, I have not.
I believe they made a Netflix show on that one as well.
Preacher?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a more horror novel, correct me if I'm wrong there.
And Decide Panda on the bottom there is saying, when will you guys get the Best Served Cold? So since I just finished reading the last First Law, I'm going to take a little break from First Law. Mm-hmm. Go to other things. Howling Dark, Lonesome Dove have to be on my more to read list, and then I can go back.
What do you think is the big book you're going to read next month?
So my first ones are going to be Book Club Book, Whatever's Decided, and that'll be Tuesday We Know, and Mistborn 3. Those are the first two books I'm reading.
Okay.
So after those two are read, I think Lonesome Dove I have to, because it's been 2 months since you've read it now.
Yeah, going too much.
So I gotta get it so that it's still fresh in your head.
I'd appreciate that. Yeah.
So I'll prioritize that, then get to other stuff, Howling Dark, other First Law, da da da. There's a lot to read. I really want to read Discworld again too. I miss
we
Discworld.
Can fit one in. There's okay. It's short.
Yeah.
Well, which one do you want to
Book
read?
Book one, Color of Magic.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to start from the beginning.
Let's not do a video on that one.
Yeah.
We can, but
of course.
It's not his best. Like I want positive Discworld videos.
When it's bad, we just ignore it.
Yeah, that's. I don't want to ever slander Terry P.
And we had a comment up here from Boom that says, "I use your rating system to rate and rank the books I read, with one exception. I don't include thought provokingness as a category, as I view that aspect of the book imagined in the ingrained. So we used to have just five categories, but added that. Because specifically talking about themes and messages in the book versus the way we look at emotional impact is more, hey, did you cheer out loud? Were you so sad when you read it? Versus thought-provokingness had enough of a distinction.
It also made, at least me, mark off books that, let's say it didn't have a very thought-provoking message. It just wasn't, it's mostly just entertainment. Well, then I would mark off almost every single category, especially emotional impact, of, hey, it wasn't very thought-provoking, where that wasn't the goal, and so I shouldn't factor it into the other categories. So that's why we separated it off.
Yeah. Well, we're actually going to do a better job with our reviews now of kind of tackling and making sure I keep playing with this thing. I'm going to make sure that we're making sure that they're separate. We had a whole talk about, hey, when we talk about characters, let's not reiterate character stuff and plot. And plot stuff in emotional impact. So we're going to do a better job with that, too, to help clarify the rating system as well. And oh, my goodness, we can't get to all these comments. So sorry, everybody. Howling Dark.
Oh, Fury of the Gods. Yes, I need to read that.
Oh.
That I want to read, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, Lord.
And Chris says, I would absolutely love Project Hail Mary. I know. And we have Matthias saying, Discworld's the goat of fantasy. You know? That's not wrong. Discworld is spectacular. And Papa... Oh, hey, Nick. This is our editor, Nick. Papa Flo. Austin just casually deciding his video editor's TBR. Looks like I'm reading Lonesome Dove, Empire of Silence, and Howling Dark in November. Nick has two jobs, reading and editing.
Oh, no. I don't want to get spoiled for that book. I guess I better read it.
That's what he had to do with First Law. He had to ask when we were reviewing it because he had to read the third book before he edited it. So we're getting him his reading TBR up as well, which is, you know, a good or
wonderful.
Bad thing. Yeah. Luke says, well, you have to consider that some books aren't meant thought-provoking, so you don't weigh that as heavily. Yeah, correct.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's it's its own category. It just sometimes it doesn't matter, sometimes it is.
With our rating system, you could just do NA, like, hey, not applicable. If, for example, I would say How to Lose a Time War, don't rate characters. It's just their names are red and blue, and it's just the idea of the character that matters. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people, somebody could rate the character, go, like, I connected with something, but I would say it wasn't the point of it.
I agree.
So there's books like that, and by the way, all of our patrons who don't love Time War, they're wrong. It's a great book. It's great.
Great book.
Very thoughtful. And then we have there's a war going on in Blade itself, and let's see down here. Have you guys read The Expanse? We've met the two authors, James A. Corey.
Met them at there was a book convention in D.C., so we shook their hands and all that, got their new series signed.
Do you have that on the shelf?
No.
No.
It's somewhere. Probably in the other room. Yeah. I have another bookshelf in another room.
Yes.
Somewhere there.
I do want to mention one of our upcoming videos on the channel that's exciting me. We have a new series that Rich came up with this idea. I think it's great. Where a new series of how we would either rewrite a book or how we would ruin a book. Meaning with Name of the Wind, since Rich and I hated it, we're going to have a video where we go, hey, how would we rewrite it to make it better? And then for books that we love, how would we change one thing that would ruin the book?
Yeah.
It could be a fun series or just a fun video idea.
I think so. It's without actually putting in any work, putting our thoughts into how it actually fix it.
Yeah.
Try and give constructive criticism.
Yes.
Not just
book bad, book good.
Book bad.
Alex, a great idea. Yeah, it's I get excited, can't I? And actually, if anybody has thoughts on that as well, if anybody has video ideas, like, hey, what do you want to see us cover more topics? Not just books, because we get a lot of book recommendations, but something that you'd like us to review or talk about, have a guest on, something of that sort, let us know. Because this is the time. We see comments right now. This is live. This is we're doing our I guess we could do better and go weekly like Sanderson, but this is the best we could do as far as lives go.
Yeah, no. I can't get him to drive over to my place that often. Yeah. It already is. It's kind of a hike for you to get over here.
It's a little bit, but, you know.
I enjoy that I don't have to drive 40 minutes over to your place several times a week. It's great.
When we lived together, it was good and bad. Good because convenience. Bad because we're like, we can record anytime. And sometimes we record like Sunday night. And then that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
We're 3 weeks ahead on our videos still.
It's pretty nice. Got to thank our editor, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Papa Flow in the comments there. He's our editor. He's great.
Yes.
He's fantastic. He has alleviated so much stress from Austin here.
He's the best. And he is now also working a little bit with Bookborn, too.
Yeah.
Which, huge congrats.
Any BookTubers that need someone, but not too much of them, like any BookTubers that can't outpay him that we do and therefore steal him.
Well,
from
they
us?
Just have to pay him a dollar and they already beat us. Our rates are like free labor. You know?
we want him to get more work. We just don't want him to be stolen from us. We like him and we don't want to find someone.
that person, you know, you move on eventually. It's kind of when you make a friend group and then that friend meets better friends. And you go, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, let's integrate. Don't leave.
Yes, exactly. A little integration, bit, not abandonment.
A little bit when you were a little nervous with Nicole and her friends and just how much more mature they are and better than us, objectively.
Me? Yeah. I've not met their friends.
No, but remember, I came back and I was telling you about, like, oh, yeah, I met them. And I'm like, Rich, we look like a pile of dirt. Like, they got their stuff together. And you were like, Austin, this is the beginning of the end. So it's just one of those things. Just it's happened to everybody. You know, you meet a new group of people. And, it looks like we got, what about a rewrite was the question. So to clarify that, I said that right? We're looking at rewriting yes, okay. I think Ruth understands it. So the idea is we're going to rewrite books that are already out there. So Name of the Wind, how we would rewrite it to make it cool or better, and allow discussion for, hey, would it be better? Do we take away the fundamentals of the book?
Yeah, does our rewrite make something worse? And we'll each do one, talk about it, see what exactly we didn't like about the book and what didn't work for us.
Yeah.
And how small changes could maybe fix that, or who knows, maybe ruin it for other people. Mm-hmm. No idea.
But I'm also very, what do we have here? Have y'all watched Arcane?
Season 2 comes out in November. Ooh, I am hyped.
I will have to watch the first season.
Is great. Great show. Fantastic. Definitely highly recommend. I probably will watch that with Justin, is my guess. We'll do something. We'll have nice weekly dinner watch party for that show.
Nice.
Let's see.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself, like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp online therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Let's see, Matthias saying here, I think you should make more videos with favorite first quotes and stuff like maybe quizzes, like who can finish a certain famous quote or so on.
Hmm.
Let's see. Oh, favorite first quotes. Okay. Yeah, we did a quiz thing a while ago of like guessing who wrote that line. Was that a real line? One of the submissions for worst lines
fun.
Ever, and then our lines.
That was really fun.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, ideas like that, we love to kind of make it both interactive but also creative. Because I like just coming up with the lines and finding things, trying to get each other. Yeah. That was really good.
Let's see. If you can combine, boom bop. If you guys could combine five books to create the single best book you can, what would the books be?
Wow.
Well,
would they be so different that it makes a weird book? Or are you looking for something like when you're
I'm
thinking
trying
this,
to think of
things similar enough in vain?
Or a combination of the two that would just blow you out of the water.
Oh.
So I'm thinking to myself of like Lonesome Dove. It's my favorite book. It has many 5-star categories in there. Not one or two, like most of them are 5-star. What could I do to improve it? Like maybe put it inside a sci-fi world. I don't know. Even then. Mm. Yeah, that's hard. What would you say?
I think I'd look at our category system, and I'd just take out prose, for example, and use five of them and go, I want The World of Fire Upon the Deep. I want The Emotion of Stormlight. I want The Characters of Sword of Kaigan. And I want The Plot of a Discworld book, of kind of Fool's Triumphant.
Mm-hmm.
And then was that four or five? Did I miss one?
There you go.
No, Thought-Provokingness. Then I want The Thought-Provokingness of Children of Time.
You
if I combine those five, that
was
incredible.
That was the thing I was going to recommend to you a while ago. Is I read Trust of the Emerald Sea, and that is a full triumphant story. I think you would really like it because you really like that type
of
story.
Oh, I love it.
It's of the secret projects, I think that would be your favorite.
Nice.
That's my guess assumption.
And Tress, I've heard Tress is, he goes for Terry Pratchett prose.
Yeah.
Fun, quirky.
Fun, quirky. It's Hoyd telling a story with
nice,
interesting bit. It feels the same way of, you know, the Discworld narrator pops in and out to give little like nuggets and kind of one liners. Does the same thing. So
fairness, awesome,
definitely fun. All right, let's see. Oh, and there we go. Let's see here. Will you guys get to reading Dune Messiah once the release of the film comes around? Oh, definitely. Once the film
before film, out. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll be a requirement for. I think booktubers you have to do that.
Yeah,
even if we dislike Dune, we'd have to do that.
Yeah. So I haven't even read Dune Messiah, and I probably should have by now, but I don't know. There's only so many books to get to.
Also, there's a thing about books. Maybe this is a video topic where the first book you really enjoy and it's great, but ends at a satisfying spot. Hyperion, Grace of Kings, two just that come to mind where. Mm-hmm. I loved it, but you don't feel compelled to read on. Can you think of others that hit that mark? You went, wow, what a great book.
Mm.
I've had enough. I don't want to go on.
Oh, that's... you got some good ones that I already talked about.
Yeah.
Grace
of Kings, I think you agree, right?
Yeah, Grace of Kings was great. I'm trying to think of other books like that. Rage of Dragons was definitely one of those.
Okay.
I did read eventually the second book, but I thought the first book was just...
Solid
right there. Like, there are sequels, but I love the first one just fine. I wasn't super compelled to read the second one.
Right.
Similar thing to, I'm looking here, The Dragon's Path by Daniel Abraham.
Okay.
I thought it was a really unique concept. Good enough book. I didn't have anything particularly wrong with it, but I have not been compelled to read on.
Got it.
So. Oh, maybe Annihilation type deal?
Oh, I agree. That's a perfect example. Because we haven't read on, but I love that book. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh. We're seeing more Joe Abercrombie. We will get back to Joe Abercrombie, but we did a lot of him last month and this month, more to come.
Let's see. Besides Name of the Wind, what's the worst popular book you guys have read?
Wheel Time. It's an easy answer for me. I really don't like it. And it's very popular, so.
It's not that popular.
Wheel Time?
Not really.
Yeah, it is. In our space, it's one of the top.
I would say fourth wing. For us, at least.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
That is
you
very
hate,
popular.
You hate Wheel of Time more than fourth wing,
yes,
don't you?
I do.
That's sacrilege.
No, it's not.
It's terrible.
Nope.
Yeah. It is. Ugh. Don't know why we're friends.
We are.
Someone's talked about you taking a personality test. Because
oh,
wasn't that
they said they
ago?
Second that, so other someone above said that as well, apparently. I guess we missed the other comment. Oh, so we're getting suggestions. We're missing a lot. Okay.
We are missing.
Sorry, for guys, please repeat this in the chat if we're missing your comments. But, yes, let's talk about that. And it looks like there was another suggestion from Brandon, but don't click on that yet.
There we go. I did a personality test, yes, but you
so that's
didn't.
A couple. Yeah, we could do that.
That could be a video.
Did people enjoy that?
I guess so. I don't know. Why did we do that anyway?
Because I was like, you know what? Let's get to the man behind the screen.
That was a terrible idea.
Yeah, I'll write that down. If people do want that, would
sure,
you want to do
that? Not? Easy for me.
Okay.
I just ask you questions.
I just answer. All
and
right.
You get to peek into your mind
all
for
right.
a time.
We'll do it. That'll come up. Okay. And then we had another suggestion above.
What?
I think someone said suggestion. I just don't want to miss because we did ask for suggestions up a little bit right there. Brandon, suggestion you guys should do. Judging first lines of horror books or judging fantasy books by their last lines. Last lines is tough because it's usually not super spoilery, but...
Normally, but it could imply. Spoil a tone. Yeah. The main thing is, I think we'd have to just judge it. We'd have to pre-screen them. Does this spoil the book?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then okay.
Right. Okay. Let me just... Because I'm not going to read this book, right? I'm not going to read
probably
it.
Probably not.
I'm just going to read the last line to myself and see how spoilery it is.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
You're going to find...
Do you want me to read it off?
Is it spoilers?
I don't think so. Want me to?
I don't want you to. I'm looking forward to this
okay.
book.
So, hence our experiment is I don't think we could do this to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, no, I don't want to.
So, I don't think we could do the video
okay,
then.
Yeah.
Because just the fact of that.
Yeah, I'm going to be reading that next.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way, it's a really great last line.
Oh.
Just to let
now
you know.
I want to read. let's see. Which author would you guys like to have dinner with?
Oh, alive, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming alive.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, Brandon Sanderson at this point.
That's the obvious one because
yeah.
that,
other than that
our
one.
Channel has just been so focused from day one on Sanderson. Yeah. Other than Sanderson, because that's an
other
easy
than
answer.
Other than Sanderson... Probably Joe Abercrombie. He seems like a really fun guy, and all the interviews
might
about
be in
him
contact
is
with him.
Fun. Really?
Yeah, we have a good
cool.
shot of getting him on. So
very neat.
We'll see. Unlike what's her fourth wing?
Rebecca Yarros.
She rejected us. Her agent's agent rejected us.
Not a maybe we'll see in the future, but an actual just no.
No, it was very kind. It was. She's so busy. Thank you. We're honored you reached out. It was
oh, okay.
It was very nice.
Not. Absolutely fucking not.
no, not that.
All right.
So you'd say Joe Abercrombie.
Yeah. He seems like a fun guy I would like to have dinner with.
That's a great answer. I'd say maybe Guy Gavriel K. Just so I could talk to somebody that's very much smarter than me. I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
Guy Gavriel K. That would be neat.
Let's see here. What if you did this book by that?
This book by that author kind of thing? That's the comment? Clarify for us, Frank,
okay,
Freak
I'm,
Angel, what
I'm
you mean by that.
I'm trying to think of how would this book be written differently if it was by a different author? Like, take Dune written by Sanderson. Dune written by Tolkien.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think that's what you mean.
That would be fun. If we come up with our own lines of how Tolkien would sound accurately, that could be kind of fun.
That could be fun.
Well, I'm going to write that down. How... author would sound in a different book.
All right. Matt is asking, are you more excited for Dungeon Crawler Book 7 or the final book of the Bloodsworn
Ooh.
Saga? It's close for me. Ooh, wow. I've been waiting for the Bloodsworn Saga for a while now, but because it's been so long,
yeah.
the temperature is lower. You know, like I've simmered, but Book 7 is just like, right hot off the presses, so I think it narrowly edges out for me of Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hyped for that.
I'm very hyped for that too.
But yeah, I am looking forward to Bloodsworn Saga conclusion. I'll be reading that this month. That's
sweet.
I have to. I've been waiting for it.
Sweet.
Alrighty. Going over here. Do you have pets? No.
No.
I want pets, but oh well.
I would like a dog in an ideal world, but I know that a dog limits you in many ways.
Yeah. Brown Town. Can we all talk about how Richard is Richard Attenborough?
Richard Attenborough's son? You know, David, I thought it was David Attenborough was his name.
Oh. Who's that?
David Attenborough, the person on National Geographic documentaries that goes, the gazelle, as it goes across the floor is chased by.
I'm surprised you know that.
Just
like, oh yeah, that's the guy.
David Attenborough? Everybody, David Attenborough, he's him.
I guess. Let's see here. I'm just scrolling through. Sorry.
Oh, we're just catching up. Oh, wait. We had a guess for my personality test. That would have been fun.
Oh, Lord.
What was the guess? Oh, wow. We missed so many.
There's a lot here. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
How do other YouTubers or streamers deal with this?
I don't know.
Do they just, like, randomly click around?
Just random click. Which one are you feeling?
There we go.
Oh, that one. Rich.
Rich, did you notice a hit to your retention because you...
it's an incomplete comment.
Read so many books.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Okay. Did you notice a hit to your retention? Yeah. How did you feel?
No, I think I got it. I'm normally bad with names, so I don't particularly remember names anyway. But that's not because I read fast. That's just... I'm not good with names.
The special about Rich is the retention is the same no matter how much he studies or doesn't study.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have a cap. You can only retain this much, but you could put 1% effort and still retain that.
Well, think about
200%.
Think about this way. My brain is like a sieve, and the holes are the same size. No matter how fast the water goes in,
yep,
it's all going to come out.
Exactly.
So
you have one motion.
Yeah. I can go as fast as I want and keep it all, but I'm still going to miss a lot of things.
Click another random one. Let's see.
Okay, let's
scroll down a bit.
Scroll down.
Oh, wow. We missed
there we
a bunch.
Go. Can't wait to pick up Fury in the next few days. It's next to me in the package. I can't see it, but I know it's there. I'll just have to read before they're hanged. I blame Austin.
Ah,
there you go.
Blame me for before they are hanged? Wait, why am I being blamed? What happened? I can't pick up Fury.
Because I think you liked it. And so they want to read it.
Oh,
because they blame you.
Oh, but you liked it more than me. That's why I'm confused.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Then maybe they just trust your opinion more.
That's rare. Now we
have. Pretty valid. Let's see. We also have. I saw something else. Oh, yeah. Seeing us dive into Warhammer 40K would be wild, which. True.
Mm.
I'm honestly a little tempted.
Mm.
Just a little bit, but it seems like such a. I don't. It's the same thing with Malazan, is
yep.
If you take a step in, or is that your life now? Are you now just a Warhammer guy?
That's the trouble with our podbees. As soon as we read one thing, we're going to... Like, do we just not stop?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Discworld, you can kind of jump in and out. This other stuff...
Just from osmosis of the things I know about Warhammer, I think you would hate it.
Why?
I think it's all lore. It's all lore and world building. Like, that's the thing.
Is that true? Are there great characters in Warhammer? Let me know if he's gaslighting the community here.
I imagine there's great characters.
Yeah.
But that's not the focus. The focus is the lore surrounding it and the vibe of the world.
Yeah.
And so...
Okay.
That's my thought, at least. The name of the Wind, first 20 minutes roast of the book got me interested to read it, not gonna lie. Even you guys roasted it made me want to read. Very good. You know, awesome. I'm happy.
How bad did we roast it?
I don't know.
In the first 20 minutes. I'm forgetting. How tough were we in that first 20 minutes of the video?
Probably a little harsh.
Probably.
A little harsh.
Did we?
I know my score just kept dipping.
Mine dipped since the video as well.
Yeah. And I want to... drop my score even lower.
Just so it's lower than mine, yeah.
Exactly. I feel like you're peer pressuring.
We have to be, one of us has to be the bigger hater. We can't be equal haters.
That's the way I've gone for years now. I'm the Name of the Wind hater, and you can't steal my thunder. That's my thing.
I also dislike it. Too bad. It does bring us together, though. At least we hate it together, you know?
Oh, Martin asking the fantastic question. I wish you didn't stop with Sun Eater, Austin.
Should I read it before Lonesome Dove?
No.
Okay. Well, there's your answer. There's your answer, Martin.
You could read Lonesome Dove and Howling Dark.
Yes, I can.
That's also possible.
Yes. Oh, we have Coop. We gotta mention Coop here.
Coop, here's our admin in our Discord server. He's great.
Just an admin. We don't know him at all.
No, he's only an admin. Only cursory friends.
He says that is not
Coop,
true.
I'll see you for lunch sometime this week.
There's a lot of world building, but a lot. Oh, he's talking about Warhammer, I assume.
Yes.
But a lot of the books are very character focused. Okay. So a lot are character focused. Interesting. Maybe
I
like
it.
Okay.
But I don't know. Just seems like not your vibe. But I could be wrong.
Maybe Dungeon Crawler is a good intro into that kind of stuff. Crispy says, "Hey guys, I'm so happy I made it to the stream this time. By the way, is Austin vibing a bit too much with a quarter of Thorns and Roses lately?" Oh, is it from the?
Yeah.
No, this is the bit is I'm growing out my beard, wearing this because I'll be dressed as Sylvie's. Rich won the bet on our Dragonsteel bet that we had for him to reread Stormlight and other stuff. But that reminds me, I also do need to start reading ACOTAR more. ACOTAR Book 2.
Yes.
We have an idea for it.
It's going to be fun.
It'll be marvelous.
I think those are the type of videos that we just have to put in a lot more effort into the format of the video.
Yeah.
Because the video itself is not, you know,
it's not
going to be
the best. Heard Book 2 is pretty awesome. I've heard the rumor mill.
What I hear, the main male character is a lot better than the first one.
Honestly, the problem with the first was that antagonist was just.
Yeah, that was I think that was the biggest problem for me, is that the antagonist was terrible.
Yeah.
But also, the main character wasn't terrible. Just kind of like, okay. I get it. Let's see.
Oh, it just felt right to throw Austin under the bus. That was for the before the air hang. Okay, makes sense. Now it makes sense. I was looking for the motivation. We found it. It was there.
Let's see. Oh, wait.
Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
And he says, hi, Coop. He didn't even say hi to us.
I just wanted to also say hi to Andrew.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I felt excluded, so. Let's see. The cheat code to reading 40K is to read anything by Dan Abnett. His prose, themes, characters are as good as any fantasy sci-fi novel. Okay. Need to just remember that one.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Hey, Samwise.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Sam.
I recognize that's Sam from our patron as well.
I know.
He's since left us, but he has his own BookTube channel of his own now. Hi, Samwise. Go check him out.
Awesome. He's on the screen now. Go give him a look-see.
He loves Name of the Wind. He's very upset with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's allowed to be wrong. It's fine. Let's see here.
Oh, I think that's another idea by Freak Angel says.
Freak Angel, there we go. We can go through the r/fantasy bingo card and pick what we would do for the challenge, even if no intention of doing the challenge.
What is that challenge? The r/fantasy bingo card?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up right now. What is that? Okay, it says apparently. How does that work?
Do we have to read a bunch of books?
It's actually, there's a lot of instructions, so I don't think I could figure it out in like 1 minute here. So I'd have to wait
Fair
to
enough.
Read this.
Looking later on.
Yes, we'll look at that.
All right. We're running to about, we heading out of here in about 10-ish minutes.
10-ish minutes. Do you have
So any final questions for us on what we talked about, kind of our general plan for what we're going to be reading next month, other than our book club book?
Yes.
Of which, right after this, we're going to our book club of the month over on Discord. If you're interested, Patreon link down below.
Children of Time will be the book we're discussing.
That's what we're doing. Next month, we're going to be doing, at the very least, Mistborn Book 3, Hope, Lonesome Dove, maybe Howling Dark, but
maybe
we'll
Howling
see.
Dark. And also, how crazy is it? Next month's November. One more month till Dragonsteel.
Yeah.
We're going
to
be
live. Next, we're going to be going to Dragonsteel that following week.
Yes. We'll be panelists there.
That's going
to
be wild.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to meet a lot of you there. So if anybody's going to Dragonsteel, don't be shy unless you see like Rich's you know, growling, having an off day. He gets hungry. But besides, come up to us. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Oh, we should have like a sign thing or something of like, if you see the hat on, you can come talk to me. If the hat comes off, that's a
I don't
approach.
I don't think that's going to work.
No?
No. We're not important enough to go, oh, I permiss you to talk to me.
I could just, like, it could just be a like, hey, look, I'm going through something, right? Like, if my hat is off, my head in my hands, maybe not the best time. I should be going through something.
Knowing all of them and all these people are watching, I think the opposite effect. Like, oh, he's having a... Oh, now's the time.
Now's the perfect time.
Also, I mean, we're all going to be a cult. Whoever's there, you got to be wearing the hats.
Yeah, no. It. At any time, it's fine. Yeah, Come on.
We're missing a bunch of comments. Oh, God.
Okay, I know you don't do manga, but review One Piece.
Okay.
I like One Piece, but no. You know, often we said like, oh, maybe sometime. No. Maybe a different channel, but nah, I'm just not going
to
put
your question for you. No. Question for everybody here, actually, because this is the time to get feedback. We're not doing this. We're not doing this anytime soon. This is not a thing we're doing yet. But if we reviewed films and stuff of that source, would it be a Tutor Ramble thing or a different channel entirely? If we started doing films,
like, would people not like it if the main channel had movie stuff on it?
Right. Would it be a Tutor Film or something like that? If we ever talked about films, I'm curious what everybody thinks. If people even be interested in that, that's something that is. Two to watch, yes. One says same channel. Okay, interesting. Elaine says, hey, Elaine, says Christian Rocco will be at Dragonsteel, so read Howling Dark. Okay, then I got to get Howling Dark if he's going to be there. We had a comment up there about Tutor Ramble for other media.
If it's the same format as the book reviews, it's still Tutor Ramble in my eyes.
Got it. Okay, right. If we kind of do the breakdown of, hey, the only difference would be instead of world building, filmmaking.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Let's get Tutor Babble for other media.
Oh, let's get that before someone makes that account. Tutor Babble. Okay. Nice.
I think a lot of people said...
same channel? Okay.
Same channel.
I mean, same channel did reviews. Okay. Honestly, keep
is that
on this
is
channel.
That a stab at us? I wouldn't mind if this channel did reviews. We don't do it,
Brandon. That was a nice side remark there. And then we have Kenny saying different channel.
Yeah.
Mira saying I feel like it fits in. It's not completely different from book reviews. Okay, I guess that's a good point. Two to theater, right? I think the main point they're making that I think I agree with is if we still do the Rambler rating system and we review things the same, it makes sense to do it on the same channel. Let's say we did it completely differently. Just like, hey, film was good.
Yeah, that, but I think
something like that.
Part of it is it falls in the same line of why we don't do manga on the channel is it's different content.
It is different content.
So this being just a book channel.
Yeah.
I'm getting a call.
Oh. Wait, is he your mother?
Probably. No.
Oh, it's Connor.
Oh.
Huh.
Hey, Connor, I'm on a live stream right now. You want to say hi?
Hello to anyone who's on that live stream.
That's enough for you. I'll call you later. Bye.
His voice was so soft, I don't think people heard him too well. Poor Connor. Scroll down and see if... Now people are going to start. Connor's going to start calling every Saturday once a month.
Yeah, probably. I need to mute the thing.
True. Well, we have touched on some movies. We've done more fantasy films. We talked Dune. We talked Lord of the Rings. Stuff adjacent to fantasy sci-fi. So
but
I guess
there's a bunch of other movies that just doesn't fall into it. Where it would be fun to do a whole review on 12 Angry Men, for example.
Oh,
that we can't really put that. Like, can't justify that as a book.
No,
channel
it would not be book, but would love to deep dive that. So, how upset would people be? We have an episode comes out that goes, 12 Angry Men, review.
If people are interested, fantastic dead channel, but the videos were awesome. He hasn't uploaded in now several years, but...
Who?
Great analysis of 12 Angry Men is called... Oh, shoot, I had it. It was Counter Arguments, I think is the name of the channel. I believe so.
Okay.
Great stuff on 12 Angry Men. Wonderful.
We're seeing Elrian saying movies are still storytelling. O saying I'd love it. Looks like people wouldn't mind movie reviews.
Amy has a good point of Lonesome Dove comparison. So there's a mini TV series on it. And so we could...
Right.
So if we read the book, that I think applies.
I guess this is storytelling, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Huh.
All right.
We'll leave it at this. We're Martin saying, guys, please do a video on Children of Time. We absolutely will. We're going to go to the book club now, chat about it, patrons, and then after that, we'll record... It'll be out 3 weeks from now, something like that.
Roughly.
But we're going to go chat with them, unless, Rich, you want to end us with something, or somebody wants to end with a very important question to leave us thinking.
Nobody's got nothing.
Nothing?
Nobody has any questions.
Wow. So, Rich, I guess, what socks are you wearing? What do you got today? What are you rocking?
Got my blue socks.
Not barefoot this time.
Not barefoot.
Nicole has been getting me into ankle socks, and I've actually been wearing them more religiously now.
Is it a special thing?
Apparently, it's more fashionable.
Really?
I don't know.
Less sock is more fashionable?
With the right shoes. And I just kind of wear it with everything.
There are right shoes?
Yeah, I know.
Right shoes implies wrong shoes. What are wrong shoes?
If they don't match with the... Don't quiz me. I get this every day.
Like, aren't wrong shoes just shoes that don't fit?
Good question. We'll leave you all with that. Great questions, everybody. Do we have any last question from somebody? Farrah says, Nicole has good taste I see in socks. Yeah, she does. in socks. That was great, Farrah. That's a great one to end us off with.
Yep.
Thanks all for watching the live. We'll be back, obviously, Monday with an episode, but again, with the live stream. Next time, too, we're going to go to our P.O. box beforehand to open stuff that people send us.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. And is Connor calling you again?
No, we're good.
Okay. We got to go see what's up, Connor. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye, all.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp online therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.